It's a brand new day full of infinite possibilities. I arise bright and early to expect the best possible outcome. Join me for an oracle card reading and inspirations. Hello, lovely listeners. Welcome to the Creative Album hosted by me, Nikitra Berard. This is a place to express and explore the truth of who you are as a royal divine being with mystical, magical powers to create the next best version of you and the life of your dreams. We cover topics of spirituality, share life lessons, personal development, healing, transformation, and tapping into creativity along with whatever else occurs. This episode, I am in the flow of love and abundance as I had an early start today before the sunrise, so there is plenty of time for a wholesome breakfast and medicinal herbs after I meditate. I do a couple stretches, wake my body up, and dive into the day. This has been my morning routine, so it's nice to have you guys join me. I am going to do a general card reading as a way to connect with spirit, goddess, the universe, so that I can prepare to offer this service at events and parties. I have gained substantial benefits and healing learning about astrology, tarot, and oracle cards. I have more clarity about the universal laws, and it has been so helpful for understanding relationships and energies that I am feeling called to share my wisdom and gifts in this way. Lately, I have been developing my intuition, trusting the process, and getting ready to receive magic and miracles in my life. So, what a joy it is to be alive and well, abundant, prosperous, healthy, wealthy in every area of life. I have the opportunity for you guys to become a member of the creative community, which gives you access to exclusive content right here on the podcast for various types of artists. This is great for teachers, e-commerce entrepreneurs. This is really good for fun and entertainment, inspiration. Simply click subscribe on the homepage of the podcast to join with a monthly subscription. I am quite sure you have not experienced anything like this anywhere else. It is May 29, 2022. I usually like to give a Sunday spirituality speech, but when I originally started this episode, I wanted to title it Receiving Magic and Miracles. This is something that I have been playing with, so I am going to do a combination of both. Let's start off with how my dreams have been so vivid lately. I decided to start recording them again in a journal because I want to make note of any messages that I am receiving. I like discussing dreams. I like acknowledging them because it reminds me of how this waking life is temporary. It's nothing but a dream. And we sometimes limit ourselves because we are only focused in the physicalness of life. Intuitively know and understand, many of you guys know that there is more to life than what we can see with our physical eyes. We have that third eye. There's more than just your physical body. You have the mental body, emotional, spiritual, subtle bodies, your aura, energetic field, right? So yes, my dreams have been reminding me of how important and valuable your imagination is, how you should embrace the visions that you have, your self-image, and this is one way that you can co-create with the universe to attract the things that you want in life, to manifest. Instead of working so hard for the things that you want, learn about the universal laws, spiritual laws, and discover a whole new you. Moving on to the next thing, I decided to add card readings to my list of services. You guys can check out my Patreon channel at patreon.com/EmpressNikitra. I'm open to do private sessions for $200, groups and parties, events starting at $2,500. This is a new opportunity that I am offering to share my natural gifts and talents through this modality. I like to keep the energy light, fluffy, and airy, although there will be hard truths to reveal and discover to give you more clarity and insight along your spiritual journey. This is a time of celebration for me as I am the first in the family to be compensated for spiritual work, breaking generational patterns, off on the leading edge, growing, expanding, and evolving in my own life. So we will see how this goes. I also have a number of other projects I am working on. You can check out the other episodes on the podcast to see what piques your interest. Right now, I am building or starting a cannabis brand. I am a lover, enthusiast of cannabis, and I want to host puff parties. My birthday is not until January, but this is something that I am shooting for. I'm also learning how to cook with cannabis oils and butters. So yes, this is quite interesting. If you guys are listening and you want to pull out your cannabis to smoke, your weed, your kush, whatever you have on deck, pull it out while I play some music and entertain you guys with a card reading. I'm gonna go ahead and set the tone. I have already cleared the energy to begin the day. My cat actually woke me up, so let's take a moment to appreciate the fact that we are alive today. It is a blessing, it is a miracle. Let's open up to the endless possibilities that are available to each and every one of us in every single moment. Where is your greatest joy? This is one of the questions that I like to begin my day off with. What makes me happy? What brings me joy? And do that and whatever else I have time for, right? We are approaching new moon in Gemini, so later on today I will probably chit chat with some of my astrology friends to get an idea of what this energy is about. During a new moon, it is a good time to release and let go of anything that no longer serves you, such as emotions, habits, people, places, and things that are holding you back from being your greatest self. And Gemini is known to be a playful energy, youthful, childlike, and it is a symbol for the twins. I am letting go of a few things. I'm letting go of an old lifestyle so that I can embrace one that I have never lived before. I want to travel more often. I know that hurricane season is about to begin, which is one reason why I decided to figure out how I can create multiple streams of income. So when there is a natural disaster or emergency, I am not stressed and pressed for my finances. So I am on a mission to acquire 4 to 5 houses across the country, even overseas if I could. So that is it's a stretch for me because I have only known to live in one house at one time or to only have, one house. So yes, these are some new things that are opening up for me. I am working on a few other projects. I am searching for a bed and breakfast hotel with about 10 to 12 rooms, so that's something brand new. As well as diving deep into ancient spiritual technology, I am working on a film that I am titling, or it will be affiliated with, Rising of the Divine Feminine. So I have been exploring topics along that subject and learning to dance, which has been quite of a challenge, but it also has been healing and transformative as well, being able to creatively express myself through movement and rhythm, something that I would say I have not been connected to in my past. So yeah, you guys might see me dancing on some videos in the future. That'll be fun. I do have some video clips on my social profiles. You can find me on Facebook at Nikki Berard, Instagram at Belle of Light, B-E-L-L-E of L-I-G-H-T, Belle of Light. I will list these down below in the show notes. I'll also place some links for you guys to connect with me on other things. I have been more active in growing and developing an online presence. I've been trying to stay consistent with sharing too. This is, you know, new transitions, a part of this, I would say, new awakening and consciousness that I have been experiencing, you know, appreciating the fact that we do have technology, tools, apps, and resources that give us the ability to connect and engage in these new ways. So yes, this is, you know, quite an exciting time to be alive. And of course, there are so many things to give your attention to that could knock you off balance, but that's why we have to develop a practice or a routine or a ceremony to keep us grounded and centered with our spirit, you know. So this is one way that I like to do that, through the card readings. I listen to sound healing music. Meditation is a great practice. Some students complain about hearing their thoughts when they do sit down and meditate, but that is all a part of the process. If you can't enjoy what's going on inside of you, do you think anyone else is going to enjoy, you know, engaging with you? So this is something that we have to, you know, become aware of as we grow and expand and go through this life of self-love and discovery. That's what it's all about. Today, I will be enjoying an indica strain. It's quite early. I don't have any pain or ailments. I'm feeling really good. I might put it in my tea, even though I prefer to smoke it. I have been experimenting with learning how to cook with it, make edibles, but I prefer to smoke it, you know, in a joint or make a blunt. I am sampling for the release of my very own cannabis brand. So I want to know, what strains do you guys like? How do you like to consume? I am open for suggestions and ideas. I prefer to roll blunts. I have tried the hemp wraps. They were very good. I have tried out of a smoking pipe. I like it that way. I have not tried out of a bong with the water pumps or whatever that setup is. But let me know in the comment section, you know, what are the ways that you guys like to consume cannabis? Do you like edibles? I want to throw a puff party for my birthday in January 2023. So I don't have to wait that long, but after watching a couple episodes of Bon Appetit, I was like, yeah, I want to do it. Let's get started with the card reading. I don't want to make it too long, so I'll pull a few cards and then I will be streaming live later on today. So I want to thank my spirit guides for giving me messages of love, inspiration, clarity, insight, purpose, and direction for me and the collective, hoping to give you the messages that you need to hear. Guys, this is just for fun and entertainment. I am not a doctor. I am not a therapist. I'm only using my intuitive gifts and talents to spread more love, light, and joy on this planet in the way that I feel called. Some of these messages may or may not resonate with you. This is a general reading, so only take what resonates. The first card that we have is Diana. You guys are familiar with Diana from that Marvel movie. I cannot think of the name of it right now, but focused intention. Think about what you desire. Set your sights high. Expect the best possible outcome. Yeah, she is depicted with, she's a Roman moon goddess, and she has the bow and arrows with her. She is associated with wild animals around her. She connects deeply with wild beasts that come out at night. So yeah, move forwards with unwavering faith, knowing that the universe is supporting you. Any fear that you have is only a reminder that whatever you are working on or through is an important issue for your growth. Your focus is strong now and will be particularly powerful at the full moon. Yeah, so we're approaching a new moon, so it's a good time to set your intentions for the next month. So set some time aside to do a deep meditation and receive the guidance. The next card we have is Green Tara, Supreme Protection. She has her third eye open here. She has a green aura, beautiful flowers and jewelry all over her hair, and you are protected. Cords are being cut. Move beyond limitation and trust. This is a beautiful card. Legend has it that Avalokitesvara, which is the personification of perfect compassion, was looking down on the earth one day and cried tears when he witnessed all the suffering in the world. When the tears hit the earth, a lotus formed from which Tara, the goddess of compassion and light, was born. Isn't that beautiful? So yes, you are safe. Protection is all around you. The worst is behind you, and you are ready to move beyond the challenges that were set out for you. Cords are being cut between you and your past so that you can feel energetically clear and aware. Don't worry about recalling fearful experiences. They aren't going to be recreated now. Just acknowledge them and leave them behind so that you can step into a space of spiritual and personal freedom. This is really good to know during the new moon, because Green Tara is here to tell you that you no longer need to build up walls around your heart, and that it's safe to trust what you feel and who is in your life today. That is what that supreme protection is around, giving you the ability to move beyond limitation. And all limitations are self-imposed limitations. Yeah, I mentioned earlier we have different bodies, like the physical body, the emotional body, subtle body. That's what the cords are being cut. We have energetic cords when it comes to relationships, to things and people. And so you can energetically cut your attachment to those things so that you can move on, move beyond, to more loving experiences. Okay, the next card we have is Lord Shiva. His third eye is open here. He has a, cobra snake around his neck. He has a very interesting energy. I see moon energy here. He represents transcendence. Rise up. Honor your inner force. Steps are being given. Dance with the universe. He is depicted wearing a cobra around his neck, representing a capacity to tame fear or the ego. Surrounded by stars, he has a strong connection to the cosmos, and holding a trident, acknowledging the three aspects of divine masculine power in India, which is the creator, preserver, and destroyer. Lord Shiva is here to awaken your sense of connection to life itself. You are moving through a deep transition, and things will be clearer from this point. You will know exactly what you need to do and where you need to be. This is a powerful time as you will transcend the limitations that others have set for you. It is a time of innovation, ideas, stargazing, soul traveling, and soul revealing. Shiva, the Lord of Dance, is here with his sacred sound of Om to lead the way. We have third eyes open and activated in this reading. I'm probably going to research about the trident later on today. And girls who have snakes as pets, that is not my kind of thing. But yeah, he can tame fear. So dance with the universe, guys. I'll pull one more card. I just want to give you guys a sample, a taste of what I have to offer, how this all works. So the next card we have is Mother Mary, love and peace. Let go of the need to be right. Choose peace. Mother healing is possible at this time. Mother Mary, we know, is the mother of Jesus. So choose peace. And she is holding some beautiful flowers. I'm not sure if they're roses, but we do have summer season is on the way, so this is a good time to get into the garden. You know, let go of the need to be right. Focus on what you love. You are protected. Rise up. Honor your inner force. This is a great reading. Intended to inspire you to self-love and healing, abundance, wealth, prosperity, radiate love and light in your world. Well, this is it for the episode. Thank you guys for listening. Until next time, we will play here on the Creative Album.